There are plenty of 4th of July references being tossed around about the latest economic numbers. Some analysts call the new report early fireworks. Others caution hold the fireworks. But overall, the news is positive. The Labor Department says employers added 288,000 new jobs last month, more than expected. The unemployment rate fell to 6.1%, and that's the lowest unemployment rate since 2008. The stock market hit an all-time high. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
We've now had 5 straight months with gains of more than 200,000 jobs. So that's solid job growth. And President Barack Obama celebrated that today as he visited a group of startup companies in Washington, D.C.
We just got a jobs report today showing that we've now seen the fastest job growth in the United States in the first half of the year since 1999.
And it wasn't just the president who liked this jobs report. Just about every economist weighing in said something along the lines of...
Well, overall, it's great. I'm very happy to see the 288 number. I'm very happy to see a pretty broad-based spread with job growth in most of the key sectors looking pretty solid.
That's Ian Shepherdson, the chief economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics. He says something else that's encouraging: for years, small businesses have been the missing link to a real jobs recovery. And Shepherdson's now seeing signs that more small businesses are finally starting to hire.
This really has been the missing link, and it's been what I've been waiting for the last 5 years before I could argue with a straight face that the economy as a whole was going to repair itself properly. Because remember, small companies employ about half the workforce, so we're in a position where finally they're starting to move, and this really potentially makes an enormous difference.
The report also revised upwards the numbers for the prior 2 months. David Kotak is chief economist at Cumberland Advisors.
There's a trend of gradually healing and improving employment in the United States, and it's now a trend sufficiently in place. So we can say this is not just a blip.
One area that's less encouraging, though, is wages. Real wages have been stagnant or worse for middle-class Americans for years. There was some slight wage growth last month, but not much. And the president acknowledged that.
We still have not seen as much increase in income and wages as we'd like to see. A lot of folks are still digging themselves out of challenges that arose out of the Great Recession.
Lisa Lynch is a former chief economist at the Labor Department and currently a professor at Brandeis.
It's hard to find anything that's not good news in this report.
But she says another less bright spot.
You know, it's July. Everybody's thinking about the summertime, 4th of July festivities, but also teenage summer jobs. We still have 1 in 5 teens who's looking for a summer job can't find it. So that's really high.
And there are still a lot of people who are underemployed or working part-time when they'd like to be working full-time. Still, Ian Shepherdson says after the slowdown during that long, cold winter, this report puts that slowdown behind us.
You can't create 200,000 plus jobs per month, month after month after month, if the economy isn't strong. And the odds have never been better since the crash that the economy is going to break out to the upside and stay there.
On that note, enjoy the 4th of July weekend. Chris Arnold, NPR News.